Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, this is Doc Blevins. It is halftime at Union, not at Union Title Stadium, at Moore Stadium, where the Union Redskins are leading the Southmore Sabercats by a score of 37-0, and Union's been able to do just about whatever they wanted to tonight's game. And the team that Union plays next week actually was soundly defeated by this team this week, so it's going to be a couple of interesting weeks. Anyway, we have as our halftime guest, and we decided to do it in the warmth of the press box in this kind of weather, so he came up to the press box with me. But we have James Wingo. Now, if you're a Union student, you know who Officer Wingo is, but he is the director of the high school.
I'm the Union coordinator at the high school
for security. The coordinator for security at the high school. He coordinates all the security officers. And we'll just start with this, James. You have how many full-time guys do you have working there at the high school?
Four at the high school.
Okay, and so you have professional law enforcement people there at all times, and With all the concerns that people have, and they have to, you see on TV, shootings at schools, all that. We even had a knucklehead bring a gun to the ninth grade center last week.
Yes, sir.
And probably didn't even know why he did and all of that. But the fact is that you've got to have the security, and Union takes that very seriously.
Yes, we do. Nowadays, it's been real rough with all the shootings at all the schools, but yes, we do a lot of training, and we're prepared for anything.
Well, one of the things that I'm impressed, and I've said this on the air, I've said it on social media, anybody that'll listen, is the atmosphere at the school in terms of the students and how they interact with the security personnel. Because literally, you guys are some of the most popular people on campus. I promise you, if you were getting on somebody and they gave you a hard time, it would not be cool with their classmates that you're giving Mr. Wingo a hard time, because you all have gotten to know the kids and all that, and that's community policing at its best as far as I can see. But is that something you all work on consciously to make that happen?
Constantly. I myself try to meet a new student every day that I don't know. And that's my goal, at least one or two every day.
That's great. And you approach them and just introduce yourself and ask who they are. That is generally, how's their reaction when you do that?
Nervous. They're real nervous, thinking they're in trouble.
They think, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you give them a hug and they're okay. Them. Yeah. That's Let them know that I'm not yelling at you.
Well, that's good. Now, I want to talk about something a little different, and I'm going to ask a question, and then you may not give the answer I'm looking for because you may not understand the context. But you had something very very enjoyable happen early on in your time at Union. You got to meet an individual for whom you have a lot of respect because he was there visiting the coach's office. Tell us about that.
Are you talking about the Urban trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Urban came in.
We're talking Urban Meyer, who Urban at that Meyer. Time was the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, he came to Union High School, and I decided to tell him where the coach's office was, and then I called my wife, and she told me that I should have walked him over there, and I said, yeah, you're right. So I went over there and reintroduced myself and told him that I made a mistake when you came over to the high school and I fumbled over there, and I want to reintroduce myself to you. So I did, and asked him for a picture, and him and Larry Johnson Sr. were there, and I got the picture, and I even had Coach Fred take the picture.
That was pretty good. Now, having said that, let me tell you, I'm very good friends with the Wingo family, but they are from Ohio, and they are Ohio State Buckeyes, and so I'm going to ask James right here on the radio, and you have to be a Buckeye to understand what I'm saying, but do you think the school up north really poses a threat this year?
Never. Especially this year.
And we're, of course, talking about the University of Michigan. The legendary Woody Hayes would not say the name of the state of Michigan. And also, his coaches were not allowed to buy gas, a meal, anything while they were in the state. And Bo Schembechler, who was the coach at that time, was one of his guys that he mentored. But that was a lot of fun. And then you got to go to the Cotton Bowl?
I went to the Cotton Bowl with my son. He got me tickets to go to the Cotton Bowl.
And you got to see Ohio State. Who did they play?
We played USC.
That's a Rose Bowl matchup.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like. Okay, back to school security. What kind of procedures that you can talk about do you have in place if there's somebody that has tried to break in or you have a suspect on campus? What kind of, do you have just an automatic alert system that goes out and makes things start to happen?
It, depending on who alerts us, we do have a system set aside for if there's an intruder on campus.
And we also have really hyped up security. I had not been to the high school for about a year, to the school part. I've been to the UMAC and the coaches' offices and stadium. But you don't just walk in the front door to the Union Collegiate Academy or any of those places now. You have to go through a check-in process.
Yes, you got to check in with the receptionist up front before you can come in the building now.
And then they do some kind of a security check. I know you got to give them your driver's license.
Yep.
And then they do that. And so have we had any close calls?
Not this year.
Have we since you've been there?
We've had one since I've been there.
That's pretty good considering.
Yes.
So are there things that you would like to see improve even more, something more that you guys would like to do with security?
Every year we talk about more and more things and see what we can do to make it better and just make all the children safe, all the students.
Now, I'm not going to try to put you on the spot here, but let me just ask this. There are people that would like to see a situation where anybody that would be an intruder wouldn't know who it was, but there would be some instruction personnel, teachers, personnel that are licensed and vetted and trained where they could actually be armed also, so that somebody coming in knowing it's a no-gun zone would not be feeling like, yeah, but maybe some of them do have guns. How do you feel about that?
Well, this is Oklahoma, and everyone has a gun. Come Friday, you'll see a lot more.
Yeah, you'll see them, too, because
yes,
anybody can carry them. To me, I mean, I'm all for gun rights, but to me, the idea that just anybody that's untrained, that you don't know anything about them, can just carry a weapon in public, kind of going back to the Wild West days or something.
Yeah, I still think that everybody should be trained.
Well, I want to talk about the Wingo family because it's pretty special. You all moved here when your kids were still, like, just getting into junior high school area.
My son was in sixth grade. My daughter was in fifth.
They were even younger.
Yes.
You have a son, Devin, and you have a daughter, Alyssa.
Yep.
Devin played football at Union until a knee injury just knocked him out.
Junior year.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Alyssa was an athletic trainer. And your wife at one point, Jennifer, was a school nurse at one of the schools, and then she went back into the more private medical practice stuff. But one of the things, and she's affectionately known by everybody, is Mama Wingo.
That's it.
And I'm not going to ask you the number, but you've taken in a number of Union athletes specifically into your home when they were having problems at home or difficulties, and just nurtured them and took care of them until they could get back on their feet. How rewarding is that to you all to be able to do that to help people?
It's great. I'm always looking forward, me and the wife, to helping out and giving. And couple years there, I didn't know when I woke up how many kids were going to be on my floor and how many I was going to be feeding that night, but we took care of them.
You did, and you didn't turn many away.
Nope.
You have quite a few of them that you've taken care of. And do you have, I'm not asking you to name names, but do you have some that you've really been proud of the progress they made and the little part that you all can play in?
Yes. They still come by and visit when they're in town and come by and see mom and pops, you know. So I tell them to keep checking in whenever they're in town. So they do.
Well, I want to remind people that you're listening to Union Redskin Football on KRMG. It is 37-0 at halftime with Union leading Southmore at the Moore Stadium tonight. And our guest on our halftime interview is Officer James Wingo. And I always call you Big James. And if people don't know, how tall are you?
6'2".
6'2". And I won't ask how much you weigh, but you're a big guy.
I'm a big guy.
And nobody wants to mess with you. I know that. And did you play football?
Yes, I played high school football.
And you've got a twin brother?
I got a twin brother, John.
He played?
Yep, he did.
What town did you all grow up in Ohio?
Chillicothe, Ohio.
What's that close to?
It's 45 minutes south of Columbus.
Okay, real close to the horseshoe.
That's it.
And so you grew up following Ohio State sports, most likely.
Yep, for sure.
And then you all did actually live in Michigan for a while. How hard was that?
Well, it was a little rough. I lived there 23 years before I moved to Oklahoma, and we've been here 10. So...
You've been around. I'm glad you came here because everybody here enjoys having you all around.
Well, thanks.
Who are some of the, first of all, what are the law enforcement backgrounds of the different guys that you now have on the staff there at the high school? Are they most of them former policemen? Or
we have some
deputies?
That are reserve officers part-time. And then they're full-time with the district. So we have, I think, a total maybe 12 or 13, maybe 14 full-time for the district.
Now, does every campus have one full-time law enforcement person?
Yes. From sixth grade up.
Okay. Secondary then.
Secondary schools, yes.
And then do you have people that kind of patrol and go to the different elementary schools?
We have officers that go to elementaries to help out.
So you can get somebody into an elementary school pretty quickly if you needed to.
Yes.
And is it possible that if somebody like one of the high school guys would head to the elementary school if it was
depending
needed?
On the situation and which elementary it was, we could get to, you know, some of the elementaries that are close to us pretty quick.
Now, are we doing any training of our students as to what to do in emergency situations?
Yes, we do training the beginning of the year and throughout the year. We have drills monthly for the students and the teachers, faculty, and security. So we do monthly drills.
And do you have some orientation sessions you do with the teachers, faculty people during the summer or during the whatever times just to help get them up to?
Yeah, especially new faculty. We tried to get questions answered and let them know what's going on with all the drills and what we're doing and why we're doing them.
Well, it's a marvelous job that you guys are doing, and I hope you keep it up. Now, I want to just bring this up because I think it's fun to bring up, but when I was a kid, the thing we were worried about, and I grew up in the 50s, and we were worried about an atomic bomb being dropped on America, and we went through drills where we crawled under our desk in the class and put our hands behind our head, and that's how we were going to be protected from a nuclear attack. And so I tell people today, whenever there's a deal, I'm just going to go climb under my desk and I'm going to be just fine because my teacher said that would save me. But you have to go a little more detailed than that kind of thing now.
Yes, a little bit. I'm old enough to remember crawling underneath the desk and putting our hands on our head too.
Well, it made me feel like we were going to be okay. And fortunately, nobody dropped an atomic bomb. But those days, that was considered a something we did. Now, we have security people at all of our athletic events,
yes.
All of our venues. Do your guys do most of that? Do we use outside people to supplement our numbers when we have the big events?
the guys that work in the district that are work that want to work overtime, and we also have provisional part-time guys that help out on sporting events and anything that we need security at, like our PAC events. We have security at when there's so many people. So we got at least two, depending on what the event is.
One last question: what is our administration like in terms of to work with as a security officer?
We work well with our administrators, especially at the high school. We're on page, and whatever they need, we help out. We need something, they help us out.
Even that Steve Dunlap guy, you get along with him, too?
Yes, I get along with that Steve Dunlap guy. Sometimes he could be a pain, but he's okay.
Hey, we have a lot of fun with Steve. Officer Wingo, thank you for being with us at halftime. Keep up the great job you're doing, and you think they're going to pull it out tonight?
Yeah, I think we got a W coming.
All righty. You're listening to Union Redskin Football on KRMG.
I'm Dan Potter, and can we talk about your home's water for just a second? I know at the end of the summer, the water in our house starts to smell bad and taste bad. And then the thing happens where they treat that, and then it smells like chlorine. I am so excited to be talking to Pelican Water Systems. Pelican Water Systems. They are America's number one saltwater-free water filtration company. Saltwater-free. No lugging bags of salt in for a softener. And they can come right to your house anywhere in the Tulsa area, and they can show you exactly what's in your water. You're going to love the way that your home's water tastes. Cleaner, safer, better than bottled water. Listen to this. Better than bottled water out of every single faucet in your home. Write this number down, 844-870-3078, 844-870-3078. One more time, 844-870-3078. Or schedule right online at pelicantulsa.com.
90 years ago, Bill Dungis started selling cars in Oklahoma with one goal: happy customers.
Three generations later, we're still carrying on the Dungis family tradition, making new Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln customers really happy.
We're streamlining our processes so you can spend less time at the dealership.
We're putting you in control of your trade-in valuation and showing you how we price new and used vehicles.
We're making sure you get top-level service before, during, and after the sale.
We have a lot full of used and certified pre-owned vehicles,
all with a complimentary Carfax report and Dungis 128-point inspection.
And of course, Dungis has a huge selection of new Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas,
all with a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty.
It's just one of the ways Dungis is different.
Come see us on Highway 75 in Bartlesville
or at DungisChoice.com.
Dungis Family of Autos,
happy customers wanted.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.